USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says President Biden is connecting all the dots to understand where the holdups are in coronavirus vaccine distribution.
There are some calls this afternoon with governors to brief them on these plans and give them an update on how we will continue to work together even more efficiently.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Biden is pushing his team every day to deliver results and ramp up vaccinations. Psaki also saying it's unclear when the United States might reach herd immunity for COVID-19. The entire Senate sworn in as jurors ahead of the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. All 100 members of the upper chamber taking the oath of office, including Vermont Senator Pat Leahy, who is the presiding officer over the trial. The trial set to begin February 8th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Anthony Blinken is taking over the State Department, the Senate confirming Blinken as Secretary of State in a bipartisan vote. The final tally was 78-22. Blinken was an advisor in the Obama administration and was working for a consulting firm in Washington, D.C. Portland, Oregon's mayor once again in the news.
Portland, Oregon, Democrat Mayor Ted Wheeler pepper sprayed a man outside of a restaurant Sunday night after the mayor said the man confronted him about mask rules and other issues and then got uncomfortably close, according to a police report. The unidentified man filming with his phone accused the mayor of not wearing a mask while sitting in a restaurant as required by COVID-19 rules. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Internet users across the northeastern United States are reporting widespread internet outages. People from Boston all the way down to Washington, D.C. reporting issues with their internet connection to Verizon and Comcast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration is beginning to get their feet wet regarding foreign policy.
In one of his administration's first foreign policy positions, President Biden indicated last week that he wanted to extend the New START treaty. Pentagon officials later said that the country was much safer with the nuclear arms production treaty in place. But some say that extending the treaty without any concessions from Russia would be a bad deal. Senator Tom Cotton believes that an extension without conditions is exactly what Vladimir Putin wants. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that the treaty in its current form favors the Russians.
The number one priority for Vladimir Putin was an unconditional extension of the New START treaty because that treaty favors Russia. It does not cover the vast arsenal of tactical nuclear weapons that Russia has or some of its novel delivery systems like undersea delivery systems or nuclear-powered cruise missiles and hypersonic glide vehicles. That's why Vladimir Putin wanted it extended without condition.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau. I'm Dan Naraki.
Former President Donald Trump announced on Monday the official opening of the office of the former president in Palm Beach County, Florida, which is tasked with overseeing the 45th president's official activities in his post-presidency life. The former president releasing a statement saying the office will be responsible for managing President Trump's correspondence, public statements, appearances, and official activities. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.